This is Indie Book Publishing. Indie Book Publishing is a show about new books and the authors who wrote them. It's an opportunity for prospective readers to hear directly from the writers, to hear what inspired them to write and publish, and to hear all the inside details about their books. And now, Indie Book Publishing with your host, Steve Jorgensen.
The title of the book, All the Commandments of God. Find out the secret to inherit all the blessings of God. And the author is Esther V. Shecker. And Esther joins us now on Indie Book Publishing. This interview brought to you by Westbow Press. Hello, Esther.
Hello, Steve.
Great.
Thanks for having me.
Well, great to have you with us. This is going to be very instructional. You've done quite a comprehensive review of the commandments from the books of Matthew and of John. You say that this book helps you find out the secret to inherit all the blessings of God in your life. As you put it, no pain, no gain in life. We must obey in order to receive His blessing. So let's start out, Esther, and tell us, what was your motivation to write your book? How did this book come about?
It is absolutely by the grace of God. I got this revelation after much prayer and waiting on God. After I accepted Christ at the age of 18, I've heard numerous messages over the years on blessings of God. It is true that our God is a God of blessings, and He cares for us. He's a God of love. He gives us peace and prosperity and everything. But after I had the call of God and started preaching, and after preaching hundreds of messages from the Word of God, I often noticed that the Scriptures very clearly say that if we diligently obey the voice of the Lord, our God, to observe carefully all His commandments, then only the blessings will come upon us and overtake us. I was really surprised about it. I was just awestruck, you know. And finally, in desperation, I cried out to the Lord, what are the commandments that we ought to obey, Lord, to inherit Your blessings? And reveal to us Your commandments, God, and we will obey You, Master. This question was burning in my spirit, and praying much in the spirit for years and years, and enabled me to get a revelation from the Lord. The Lord started revealing to me the commandments hidden in the Word of God, and Jesus says, if you love Me, obey My commandments. The Lord says, show Me your love to Me through your obedience to My commandments. It's a narrow path with the Lord. It's the references from John 14 chapter, verse 15. This book makes the job easy for the readers, and I have segregated all the commandments of God topic-wise with rewards and consequences very clearly stated there.
Well, yeah, tell us how your book is laid out. Tell us the format of your book and you know, some of the subjects that you address.
This book entitled All the Commandments of God is an informative religious book that reveals the desires of God's heart, His commandments for us to obey. As readers receive instructions on how to live a pleasing life before God and how to walk in His ways and thereby receive blessings from God, they will gain insight into major Christian topics. This book, like you said, will help people find out the secret to inherit all the blessings of God in their lives. No pain, no gain. There's no shortcut. By obeying the commandments of God, one can receive all His blessings in life, not only on this earth, but also in heaven. This precious book brings out all the commandments of God from the book of Matthew and some commandments from the book of John, covering pretty much all the major topics in Christian faith in a unique and an extremely simplified tablet format. On one side of the table, the commandments of God for us to obey are given, and on the other side, the rewards for obedience and consequences of disobedience are given. If you obey those commandments, what are the rewards that would follow you? If you disobey those commandments, what are the consequences people will face in their lives? It's amazing. This knowledge about the rewards and consequences will help anyone to obey God's commandments. And it has three parts in it. Part one covers all the commandments on various topics in everyday life. And part two highlights the unique ways of God. For God's ways are higher than our ways as far as heaven is from the earth. And we often mess up our lives by going in our own ways. Because the scriptures very clearly say our ways lead to destruction. So God has revealed to me some of his ways, which I have brought out in this section. And the Lord said, part two is the highlight of the book. And Jesus lived like this, and so we must walk in his footsteps, follow his footsteps. It is in that concept I have put that part two. And part three brings out the commandments of God concerning eternal life and eternal damnation. It's an awesome, awesome chapter. Nobody should overlook it.
Well, why don't we take an example and give us some of the scriptures and some of the teachings that are found. And it's in your book is alphabetical, and we'll start with the first one in your book is adultery.
Very tough topic to talk about. In these last days, millions of people around the world, including many in the body of Christ, are involved in adultery. You know, and this chapter on adultery is placed at the beginning of this book by the leading of the Lord to benefit the readers to overcome the sin of adultery. But you know what? First, to be honest with you, the Lord doesn't give any revelation unless otherwise he puts us through that trial. So the Lord, I had the calling of God 10 years ago, and before entering into the ministry, the Lord gave me over to the devil, I guess, and Satan just tempted me with this sin of adultery, not by ordinary people, by the top-notch people that any woman would be attracted to in the world. But I ran from that sin of adultery because of the reverential fear of God in me. It was very difficult. It's a narrow path. We need to deny ourselves, pick up our cross, and follow Jesus. And only because of the grace of God, I escaped that sin of adultery. I understood one thing by going through that trial. As long as a person wants to resist the sin of adultery, the Lord, the Holy Spirit is willing, and he's there to guide us and to edify us and direct us, and he helps us flee from that sin of adultery. It was so amazing. And during that time, the Lord made me write the book. The Lord, it was a mental, even in my mind, I should not sin. So the Lord guided me during that process, and he showed me from the Word of God, do not let his eyes captivate you, or do not let the person who's trying to tempt you captivate you with his eyelids. So if you turn and give a second glance at a man or a woman, then we must watch out. Without our knowledge, it goes into our minds, and then little by little the devil sends the arrow one after the other, and he builds a nest in our minds. Yeah, Jesus states that unless your righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you will by no means enter the kingdom of heaven. Matthew 5:20 says it. So unless otherwise our righteousness exceeds the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees. So Pharisees wouldn't have, it's easy, you know. When we obey Christ's upgraded version of the Old Testament commandments, we exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees to inherit eternal life. For example, the Old Testament commandment, thou shalt not commit adultery, that is physical adultery. The Pharisees would have obeyed without much difficulty. But Christ upgraded the above commandment for us, and he said, anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. That is committing adultery in the mind. So he tested me whether I would even have thoughts about the person in my mind. God's standard is extremely high, especially the Lord's standard. Is extremely high. Our God is the most holy God, and his standards are very high. In the eyes of God, even looking at a woman or a man lustfully is adultery. And he was testing me in his standard of righteousness. but only by the grace of God and by His guidance I could overcome that sin. And during that trial, the Lord made me pray, spend a lot of time in prayer and in the Word, and I was writing the book, that is what protected me from committing adultery.
Well, that's
so
quite
a... I can only give praise to the Lord.
Quite an experience, and obviously some very needed guidance in today's world where there's so much temptation. Now, what would you say, how is your book unlike others that, you know, cover the same kinds of material?
I would say, honest before God, there is no other book in the world like this. All praise and glory goes to the Lord. Okay, and it's a divinely inspired book which answers all questions in life. This book is an easy guide to find biblical answers to many of the problems of life faced by people around the world. It has solutions to all their problems. And secondly, it's a unique and an extremely simplified book to receive blessings from God. Like I told you, everyone wants to know the easy way out in life. Most people seek quick ways and means to receive prosperity and blessings. But there is no easy way out. Obedience to God's commandments is the only way we can receive blessings from God. This book brings out all the commandments of God that we need to obey in order to inherit all the blessings of God in our lives in such simplicity, in a tabular column format, for our easy understanding. And it not only highlights the blessings, but also points out the consequences for not obeying God's commandments. The rewards highlighted in this book will entice the readers to obey God's commandments so that they can walk in the blessings of God. For example, in good health, in peace of mind, deliverance from all kinds of bondages and addictions, etc., etc. And this book gives us the scriptures mentioned in this book, because it is all hidden treasures of God's word. It's absolutely based on God's word. So the scriptures mentioned in this book give you hope during troubled times and provides wisdom, confidence, inner power, and strength to combat any battle in life and rise up above any situation in flying colors. For example, it will help you mend your troubled marriage, ways to come out of depression and suicidal tendencies, poverty, etc. And it covers all aspects of life.
Esther, what was the most challenging part of writing your book?
Like I said, the book is absolutely based on the Word of God, the Holy Bible. The most challenging part is that it took me 2 years to finish this book against all odds. Hours and hours of hard work and numerous hours of researching and meditating on God's Word to complete this book against all odds. And if Jesus is a real hero, then we have a villain called Satan, and our enemy, the devil, literally tried to kill me nearly 7 or 8 times before I could finish this precious book. The most rewarding part would be that I want to see multitude of souls coming to the Lord, to the Lord Jesus Christ, and getting saved from eternal hellfire. I want people to receive the fullness of God's blessings by obeying the commandments of God listed in this book.
And tell us a little bit about your background as we finish up our discussion here.
I'm a medical doctor, and I've been a full-time missionary and an evangelist for the past 10 years. I had the calling of God 10 years ago, but God had to prepare my character first. So He enrolled me in His school of training, and He took me through numerous trials to make me a vessel He wanted me to be, a servant of Christ. Then the Lord said, "Now you're worthy to preach to the pastors of nations." And He Himself opened up opportunities for me to speak in pastors' conferences. I ended up speaking in some 35 pastors' conferences in 5 different nations, and I hold end-time seminars using excellent PowerPoint presentations for pastors and believers to prepare churches for rapture. And with the help of the pastors and believers, I was able to start a network called International Prayer Network, through which I started 7,000 prayer cells to pray for the salvation of every male, female, and child living in those respective nations. And I finished my second book also based on the same concept, Commandments of God, Rewards and Consequences, clearly explained from the epistles of Apostle Paul, from Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Another point is I am on, I have an established TV ministry. I'm on two television networks, Holy God Television and Satyam TV, which is being aired from France to 110 nations across Europe, Asia, and Middle East. So that is...
Well, congratulations. Congratulations, Esther. You have a website?
Yes, yes. My website is called ChristRulesNations.org.
ChristRulesNations.org. Very, very good. And tell us, what's the best way to get your book, Esther?
Yeah. People can get the books directly from Westbow Press, who have published my book in United States. And it's on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's and on Google search. People can go to my website, ChristRulesNations.org, and under latest update, we have given the link to Amazon.com. People can go to our Facebook and go to the link to Amazon.com. And a YouTube ad for my book is also given. And if bookstores order them, Westbow will send the books to them for sale.
Well, thank you so much, Esther, for joining us on Indie Book Publishing. We've really enjoyed listening to you.
Thank you so much, Steve. God bless you. Thanks for having me.
And if you'd like to call Esther personally and talk to her about her book, you can call 626-450-5973. And this interview has been brought to everyone by Westbow Press.